This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome back into Sports Talk. Joining us now here, Cokie Riley, LSU baseball and football writer for the Times-Picayune and The Advocate. Cokie, how was the box this weekend? Me and Charlie are jealous.
It was pretty good. A little chilly on Friday and Sunday, but Saturday was like a great afternoon at the park and with beautiful weather, and it was about as perfect as you could ask for, especially in February.
Yeah, and a perfect weekend overall for the Tigers, coming out with three victories. What really stood out for me, the LSU pitching staff able to fan 45 batters over those three games, a mark that they hadn't been able to do in a single series for more than three decades, since 1992. Really impressive stuff from the starters and relievers for this Tiger squad.
Yeah, absolutely. Only two walks and one hit by pitch to go along with 45 strikeouts. Yeah, like that's definitely going to get it done. I just think like the amount of strikes that they threw, more than just the strikeouts, because you expected them to get quite a few strikeouts against a lesser opponent like this. But they weren't this efficient with their balls and strikes last year either. And they weren't falling behind in counts. They were consistently getting ahead and they were finishing off these hitters with some of their better breaking stuff. So I think Kay Anderson was as advertised, and Anthony Ionson was more or less as advertised as well. But I think Chase Short is like the real takeaway from this weekend, at least for me, given the fact that he was pounding the strike zone, something that he had trouble doing at times during the preseason. And once he started like sort of mixing in his slider more after the first inning, it seemed like he just had a lot more success, and only gave him one hit after the first inning. So it was a very promising performance from him.
Yeah, that's exactly who I was about to highlight with you here, Cokie. Chase Shores, he undergoes Tommy John surgery in April of 2023. He misses all of last year's. He comes in redshirt sophomore. His first live game action since March of 2023. It's been quite some time for Chase Shores. But when we were interviewing Ben McDonald, he had mentioned that the guy's got, first-round arm talent. He is elite and electric. It's just a matter of coming back from a major injury. But to your point about Chase Shores, Jay Johnson said to himself post-game, Cokie, that, it felt like every single batter he faced in Purdue-Fort Wayne's lineup, he always was ahead. He was never chasing, no pun intended. Mm-hmm. It was always 0-2 count, 1-2 count, and just sitting these guys down. Like batter after batter after batter. A great showing. The first inning, and once again, his first competition in basically 2 years, he gives up a run. But then after that, he was in the proverbial rocking chair for the rest of the game. I thought it was an outstanding showing.
Yeah, absolutely. And I thought he got a little unlucky with one of the hits that he gave up in that first inning. He gave up two hits in the first, and then Purdue Fort Wayne sort of ran a double steal with runners in the corners, and LSU didn't quite execute the play well enough. So a run was able to score there, even though, yes, it's a technically an earned run on him, but he didn't give up a hit that led to a run. But anyway, with all the technicalities aside, as you said, it's when you throw I'll just say this. Like, if you throw up to 99 miles an hour and you're sitting 95 to 96, which is kind of what he was doing, with a fastball that moves the way his fastball does, it has that kind of run. Like, if you can find the strike zone, it's going to be hard to give up that much hard contact, you know what I mean? This isn't that complicated. And as long as he's doing that and what he did against Purdue Fort Wayne, just in terms of, like, hitting the zone and then mixing in his slider, which I thought was a really good pitch on Sunday, I think, you know, he could have a pretty big season in store for him, especially if he keeps this, you know, sort of pace up with the strikes.
Koki, any idea or best guess who you think gets on the start on the mound for tomorrow's game against Southern?
My guess would be Connor Ware, the lefty. I think they want to pitch him in a longer relief role and pitch him in a lot of big innings during conference play. The best way to keep that up in terms of an innings and length standpoint is to have them start, you know, one or two of these midweek games before we get to conference play. So, you know, I think, you know, it makes sense. I mean, he was, according to Jay Johnson, their best pitcher, you know, during the fall. So we'll see what this kid has. And I think if he didn't have the injury issues that he had, at the junior college level, there's a real shot that he'd be, you know, playing in a minor league organization right now. So really excited to get to see him pitch against live hitting, though.
Yeah, Connor Ware's one name probably for one of these two games, but also Zach Cowan. I want to get your thoughts on him because Jay mentioned those three guys by name. He mentioned Ware, he mentioned Cowan, and Gavin Guidry. They used nine pitchers over the weekend, including the four freshmen that Jay had highlighted, but they still have all these pitchers that they could still use for these midweek games as well. I think it's really a testament to the amount of depth that this roster has on the mound.
Yeah, absolutely, and Cowan's a good example of another guy who, if any of the starters get in trouble early on in a conference game, he's going to be the guy who comes in the second or third inning and throws the next four innings and keeps LSU in the game for a potential comeback or when they flip the score while he's still pitching in the fifth or the sixth inning, right? Like, he's kind of the perfect archetype for that because he doesn't have the most overwhelming stuff, has a really good changeup. But, you know, fastball is like 89, 91, moves a little bit. Everything kind of moves a little bit with him. And he's added a couple breaking balls since arriving at LSU. And again, that changeup's a really, really good pitch. As long as he's not, his margin for error is the same as Chase Shores' margin for error. I think it's safe to say that. But as long as he's not living in the middle of the zone and he's, you know, really dotting the corners, which he did a fairly good job of, I thought, for most of the preseason. That's a guy who's going to pitch a lot of innings for this team in big spots. So that's definitely something to keep an eye out for, at least for midweek starter role, maybe for, again, a long relief role in conference play. And we know what Guidry can do on the flip side of that. So, I think those two guys are going to play roles for this team over the weekend. The fact that they didn't pitch this past weekend was more because they didn't need them to pitch this weekend, not because they didn't earn it.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Looking at the infield, Cokie, some position switches we had. Steven Milam going to shortstop, played second last year, and then Michael Braswell played short last season and is now third base. I think they had pretty clean outings in the three games this weekend, right?
Yeah, they did. They didn't really get the ball that much because LSU was just had so many strikeouts,
right.
So it was kind of tough to tell. I think Milam definitely had at least one ground ball that he made pretty easily, and I think all that combined with the fact that a lot of these guys were coming out by like the seventh or eighth inning, it was really tough to tell like the quality of this team defensively yet because they haven't played in a game, in a competitive game where against a team that is, you know, making any sort of semi-consistent contact against their pitching. So, the defense to me is kind of a TBD, but I will say Chris Stanfield made a really nice diving catch, I believe, in Friday's game. So, I think their outfield defense is going to be fantastic this year. It's some of the best, maybe the best outfield defense they've had since I've been here, at least. Just given that, you know, when you have Jake Brown in right field, you have three potential center. You have three guys with center field speed in the outfield at the same time. It's pretty good. On the infield, it's kind of a wait and see for, you know, what Milam's going to look like. I think it was the right decision to have him at short. But there's also the question mark of Michael Braswell at third base, since he has a little experience there, but he doesn't have a ton of it. So, again, we'll see. We just didn't get much of a sample size this weekend to make a real to have real takeaways on that, I think.
A few freshmen saw some playing time early this weekend on the mound, Cokie, and I wanted to get your thoughts specifically on Cason Evans and then also William Schmidt. Schmidt, obviously, you know, we talked about him in the offseason when he made it to campus. It was kind of a big surprise. He's one of the highest touted recruits to ever make it on LSU's campus. And I know that Jay in his presser was kind of talking about how he wanted to stretch him out, but he kept getting out so quickly that, you know, it wouldn't have really mattered at the end of that game on Sunday. So your thoughts on William Schmidt's debut and also Cason Evans? I thought they both were awesome. Maverick Rizzi as well threw an inning as a freshman in relief, and he looked great as well. Just the entire pitching staff looked really solid, but a lot of these young guys getting some early playing time looked great too.
Yeah, Cooper Williams is another freshman who I'd add into that mix as well. Threw a shutout. I think he closed out the first game. They got four really talented young freshman pitchers, and to go down the list, like Schmidt, what he did didn't really surprise me, honestly. When your stuff is that good and you're playing a team like Purdue Fort Wayne, and you're throwing strikes, like that's just going to happen. You know, it was 95. He did a good job of keeping the fastball high enough to where, you know, Purdue Fort Wayne couldn't really touch it. And then he paired it with that curveball that no one really seems to hit, period. So I, it, I, you know, he was, I thought he was better than he was in his last preseason outing where he got touched up a bit by LSU's offense. But that's a really talented offense. And as Jay talked about this, look, they definitely scouted for him as if, you know, they were playing like a conference game or something. So that's going to happen when you're playing that level of talent on the other side. So, yeah, I what he did didn't really surprise me. I like Cason Evans. It was nice to see him back up to like 97, 98 miles an hour. He wasn't quite hitting that during the preseason, but I think like the adrenaline rush of, you know, getting out there and, you know, playing in that sort of pretty packed, that sort of environment, I guess, with that many fans in attendance, like that really helped him in that game, I feel like. And his slider was really good as well. And then with Maverick Rizzi, yeah, like it was 97 mile per hour darting fastball. He's a 6'9" big kid. He's very raw, but he's someone who I think is going to pitch some big innings of this team this year. And it's going to be hard to barrel up the ball against him given his stuff. So those were all definite positives for LSU. And again, Cooper Williams, the lefty, I thought he was pretty solid as well. So they've got four pretty good freshmen, and I think all these guys are going to play pretty big roles out of this bullpen this year.
If there was maybe a negative from the weekend, Koki, some being too aggressive on the base paths in times. I know they were thrown out, the Tigers, six times, and two times were caught stealing in those situations.
Yeah, it wasn't the greatest week on the base path. I mean, like, Jay Johnson was very defensive over their strategy and the aggressiveness that they had in general, and like a couple of those mistakes he pointed out as actual mistakes, but some of it was just just like the more of like, oh well, if you're going to be this aggressive, this is just going to happen sometimes sort of attitude. And I don't know if I 100% agree with that, but it'll be interesting to see like how that aspect of their game evolves throughout the year, because I mean, this team doesn't have as much power as it has had the last couple of years, if we're just being frank here. And I think they're kind of leaning on potentially developing some sort of running game, whether it's stealing or taking extra bases on the base paths. Like, I think that's going to be like an aspect of how they try to produce runs this season. And it wasn't a great start this weekend. I thought Purdue Fort Wayne's catcher was like surprisingly pretty good in terms of his arm strength and all that sort of stuff. So, it's just going to be something to monitor throughout the year, because I think it's going to be more that, like, that aspect of their game is going to be more important now, given some of the power stuff that I was talking about earlier.
Koki, your thoughts on Daniel Dickinson, his debut with the purple and gold after transferring from Utah Valley. Goes 5-for-9 on the weekend, hit .556, one double, one home run, 7 RBI, 5 runs scored. The great debut on Friday, though, going 3-for-4 with a double, 5 RBI in that game. So just your thoughts early on Daniel Dickinson, the second baseman for the Bayou Bengals.
Yeah, he out of all the – maybe he was – I guess out of all of LSU's hitters, he was the guy who probably stayed within himself the most. I think there were times with a lot of the guys where they kind of went outside their approaches and, you know, there was some weak contact or just a sense of over aggressiveness against some of these like weaker Purdue Fort Wayne pitchers. But he was a guy who like really sort of stayed within the count, swung at what he could drive. And it definitely paid off for him, especially early on in the weekend. I have trouble like really getting like crazy excited about what happened, because I think my thing with Danny is that I want to see him go up against SEC level pitching, and we're going to get like a small preview of that in Frisco and even the Dallas Baptist game. But I say that because like going from Utah Valley to the SEC is a big leap, and he probably a lot of the pitching he saw at Utah Valley was the pitching he saw this weekend. So we know he can hit that. It's just, can he hit, you know, I'm blanking on a name here, but it just any of the top
Arkansas
pitchers in the SEC. Yeah, like Arkansas pitching or
Gay Gackle.
Yeah, exactly. Like anyone like that, and that's the thing I just want to see before I start to label him as, you know, their best hitter or anything close to that. But, you know, he's going to be a very important piece of this team, and he was a 13 preseason All-American for a reason.
Koki, definitely appreciate your time always. I know they got Southern tomorrow. How much of a tough matchup is this Jags team? I know they took down the Tigers last year.
Well, they beat LSU last year, so they can't take them too easy, right? So,
right.
Yeah, it's going to be really interesting. And if Connor Ware is the starter, I think that's going to be like the highlight of the day.
Appreciate the time, as always, Cokie. Have a good one at the ballpark tomorrow.
Awesome. Thanks so much, guys.
Thanks, Cokie.
Cokie Riley, LSU baseball and football writer for the Times, Picayune, and The Advocate. Follow him at Cokie Riley on Twitter or X, whatever you like to call it.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.